Radio.
Is this live?
Ladies and gentlemen, we are
live! Yeah, okay. You got your mind. What are you doing?
Thank you, dummies.
Coming at you! Welcome to another edition of Amp Radio, another MMA podcast. We're coming at you live and unedited from the Amp Radio Studios, Proteus. This time, Danville, California, for the week that is Shevchenko versus Carmouche 2. This week, we are sans one person, so sans Marco. Shout out to Marco, who's doing like Proteus's family stuff, family first. That's the way we roll here, you guys. Family's always first. Let's get into it. First Lady of Amp Radio, Proteus. We go to the lovely Pam. Hit it.
Hey. Hey, guys. What is up?
Hi.
American woman.
Hey. I had to visit my satellite office today or yesterday because I worked yesterday morning. And I'm filling in for my coworker who is actually in Nicaragua doing mission work, you know, good for her. And so I filled in for her, but I only worked 3 hours in the morning, and it was too late to go to the beach by the time I got home, so I had to use my satellite office. Damn.
Love the satellite office.
Yeah, right?
How come we don't get to go to the satellite office? My partner in crime, the person of whom, with one other, that we created the show, and we finally get to hear his music. Hit it!
Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. 2 weeks in a row, DJ Tony. I can't believe it. I haven't heard that music in years, and now it's 2 weeks in a row. I'm just joking. Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
You know what? Am I allowed to say y'all when I'm not from the South? Am I
y'all,
allowed to
yes
say
you
y'all?
Are. Yes.
Hey, y'all.
Yeah, yes.
By the way, before we get to the show, we probably need to... Damn, I didn't want to really get into it too much, but we probably should. Listen, we need to address the tragedies that we had in Dayton. In El Paso, so shout out to the people that are the families, etc. I mean, thoughts and prayers are with you. Unfortunately, I don't know what's going on with this country. I'm not sure in the world. I mean, it's not just the U.S. thing, but man, we are certainly out of control. So anyway, thoughts and prayers go out to those people because they're what make this world so fantastic. To the women's flyweight we go.
Mm-hmm.
Valentina Shevchenko will take on Liz Carmouche. And guys, we've seen this fight before. I was listening to Ariel earlier. Apparently nobody knows this fight ever happened because no one can find any footage about it, and I don't recall seeing it. So I don't know. Pam, we go to you.
Mm-hmm.
Carmouche, who's a plus 800 underdog, believe it or not, plus 800. We haven't seen that since the Holly Holm Honda Housie days. She will take on the favorite at a minus 1250, which is a fighter that you can't stand, which is arguably one of the best fighters right now.
You know, it's not that I can't stand her. I could take hours. Anyway, okay. Valentina Shevchenko. Oh, and by the way, I sent you Paul's picks. 17-3 versus Liz Scaramouche. Will you be defending? Go.
Very good.
That's a good one, right? Okay, so Liz has 6 KOs, 2 subs, 5 decision. Valentina, 5 KOs, 7 subs, 5 decision. 1 KO loss and 2 decisions. Liz has 2 subs, 4 decision losses. She has not ever, ever, ever been knocked out. Black belt in jiu-jitsu. She's a boxer. Kempo karate, Valentina, Muay Thai, Taekwondo, boxing, judo, horrible dancing. She's on a 3-win streak, but she has never beat the person that she has lost to. I am picking Liz Carmouche with the second round TKO. Because I ain't
Proteus,
scared.
I'm getting off the floor on that one. I fainted when Pam said she's taking Carbouche. Although, to be honest, with your gambling side, probably not a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
Proteus,
if he had 20 bucks to lose.
You. Right? Because hashtag, even though I love her, my friend Pammy, who I love, just floored me. Hashtag hater is picking Carmouche. Just because you can't stand
it. I
got to
stir it up.
Dancing.
I
got to
stir it up because you guys are safe all the time. You guys are like the white milk, and I want like a Coke with a splash of Mr. Pibb and a squeeze of lime, you know. I mix it up.
Dr. Pepper, you mean?
Yeah, Pam's on fire.
No, I like Mr. Pibb because Mr. Pibb is a Coke product.
It's the same thing.
It is not. Are Coke and Pepsi the same thing? They are not. Is the real money and Monopoly money the same?
I don't do soda.
They are not.
So you go right ahead. I mean, you have your own opinions. That's fine. I'll agree to disagree.
Now you'll agree that
Coke
is better.
Well, let's get into it right now, you guys, because we have Coke up north in the red, and, of course, we have in the blue corner, Pepsi corner, as I like to call it, Pam in the North Carolina Duke.
No.
Proteus, we
I am a Coke girl. I am a Coke girl.
All right.
You're drinking Crown and Pepsi, right?
That's what she said.
You drink Crown and Coke.
Shout out to Scarface. Proteus, we go to you. Are you going to go with the Coke girl, or are we going to go on another side?
The Pepsi
man. Okay, so let's go ahead and recap. And Mr. Pibb is just Dr. Pepper, just so you know. I tasted them both, and Mr. Pibb is not as good. Sorry. So let's go back
I'll agree to that.
2000. Let's go back to 2010, ladies and gentlemen. That's when Liz Carmouche beat Valentina Shevchenko. I believe that was 9 years ago. And since that time, you know who Shevchenko has lost to? She's got two losses since then. Can anybody guess?
Amanda.
I would say the two-time weight class champion in the mythical women's featherweight and the proven women's bantamweight?
Yeah, correct. Okay, so I know that we needed to go ahead and put a fight on UFC Uruguay that mattered. And I know that Shevchenko was, fairly unscathed in her last fight. I don't know how Liz Carmouche got to this point of getting a title shot, but I guess it's because we need a recognizable name, DJ Tony, to fight in the main event on this ESPN Plus card, Fight Night, UFC Fight Night 156. Thank you, DJ Tony, for bringing it back. Love it. I'm going to take Shevchenko, brother. I'm going to take Shevchenko in the third round. I think that Carmouche is going to, get into the wrestling game and probably have some success because Carmouche is a fairly good wrestler and very resilient. You know, former Marine or is she Army or is she Marines?
Marine.
Pam, I can't remember.
Marine. Army. She's Marine.
My apologies. She is a Marine. Thank you. So former Marine. So she's going to be very tough. And I think Shevchenko is going to have a bit of trouble putting her away. But I do think that Shevchenko gets it done in the third round. I'm going to take also DJ Tony by TKO. Thank you.
You know what, you guys? Liz Carmouche, back the first time I recall her seeing her outside of Strikeforce was when she fought Honda Halsey. And I honestly thought that Liz Carmouche was going to finish Honda Halsey. Do you remember when she took her back and, I'm like,
yeah, she looked
this
good.
Is over.
For a minute.
Until she looked good from far away. We'll edit that out. Here's the thing. And Liz Carmouche has been, she's been fighting at bantamweight since I can recall. I know that now she's a flyweight. But I got to be honest with you guys. She lost to Honda Halsey. She lost to Alexis Davis. She lost to Misha Tate. Lost to Alexis Davis twice, believe it or not. Beat Jennifer Maia in the decision. That's not that impressive. Not that Jennifer Maia isn't a good fighter, guys. Beat Caitlin Chookagian, I guess. at UFC 205. I saw it going the other way, but, you know, who the hell knows? Maybe, well, you know, all that whoosh-whoosh doesn't really work. I'm sorry, Pam. I'm taking Valentina. I think Valentina is the second best. When you punch, you go whoosh-whoosh. It's a breathing thing. You basically tighten your core. Sorry, guys. I'm sorry. Every once in a while, my boxing knowledge has to come out. Basically, when you do the whoosh or whoop, whatever, you know, the let's just say the Holly Holm grunt, when you do that, what you're doing is you're tightening up your core and you're – anyway, whatever. Guys, I'm taking Valentina Shevchenko. I think she's going to finish Liz Carmouche via some sort of stoppage, meaning someone ends a TKO in the fourth. So I'm taking Valentina Shevchenko over Carmouche in the fourth. Let's have it to Pam Tankred. You know what? Let's nothing from Pam. Did you get that? Crickets. Oh,
I did. I said
board,
okay. And that was a good. That was like a bless your heart. Oh, bless your heart.
Guys,
bless your heart.
Guys,
we move up or down wherever you want to go. We move up and wait down on the card. I gotta be honest with you guys. I love when people say, you know what, this is an underrated card. This card sucks. To the welterweight division we go. Vicente Luque. Luque, I am your father. He will take on Platinum Mike Perry. Platinum Mike Perry, 27 years old, 13-4, a +175 favorite at Platinum Perry. Taking on Vicente Luque, again, 27 years old, 16-6-1. A -210 favorite. Platinum being the underdog.
You could be
Vicente Luque MMA. And of course we follow Liz Carmouche at I Am Gorilla. And of course Valentina at Bullet Valentina, which of course Paul shares in my rooting favorite, whatever. I'm losing it, Proteus. Of course, Paul, it's casual picks. He's taking Shevchenko in the fourth. Proteus, we go to you. Will it be Platinum Mike Perry? Shout out to the face tattoos. Or will it be Vicente Luque? I am your father.
Yeah, one quick question. You said Paul in the fourth, Shevchenko. What's he saying, TKO?
TKO in the fourth round, yes, sir.
Okay. I'm going to put that down. Sorry. Okay, so sorry to have ruined your intro there. I think that I'm going to go ahead and stick on the side of Luque here. I know face tattoo Mike Perry is surging. He's been a talent, and he's unfortunately I've heard that he's moved back to Florida in his home camp where he started. I just think that we've discussed on this program before. That's not a good move for Mike Perry. I thought when he moved to Jackson's and he was able to, you know, learn how to be patient and move around and use his talents to his advantage. I think if he moves back to the home camp, and as far as I know, I haven't heard anything, DJ Tony, to the contrary, that he's not at his home camp that he started at. I think that Luque is going to be able to get this one done. I think this is going to be a fairly high-paced fight because both guys, you know, like to throw them big bungalows. Well, maybe medium-sized bungalows, DJ Tony. And I'm going to take Luque. I'm going to take him in the second round because I think the first round is going to, you know, is going to prove to be a little back-and-forth affair. Mike Perry is going to throw some leather. Luque is going to throw some leather, and hopefully one of these two guys is going to be smart in the first round. And I'm going to take Luque second round TKO.
I guess when Proteus is saying smart, he's not talking about Platinum Mike Perry.
Face tattoo, you know.
You actually deserve this one, too. I missed this one. Proteus deserves it. He actually had a great joke in there. So Proteus taking – who are you taking, Proteus? My bad.
Luque.
Luque.
Via?
Luque.
second round TKO.
Enrique Vera's second. Yeah, I got it. Yeah, second round TKO.
You know what? I'm going to go with you on this one, Proteus, and you're right. He did go back to Fusion. So I was looking that up while you were doing your pick, so that's why I missed it. I agree with Proteus, but I'm taking Luque, Pam, the third round submission, rear naked choke. I kid you not. Or all winner, Sweaty. Right. I don't know how he's going to do it, but he's going to do it. Pam, we go to you. Will it be your boy, Platinum Mike Perry, or will it be Proteus's boy, Vicente Luque?
You know, Mike Perry, he's fun because he's like a cartoon. He's like a 3D cartoon, but he's very one-dimensional. You know, he is 6-4 of last 10, so he lost it to Cerrone, Griffin, Ponzi, and Joban. Vicente Luque, I think he's crafty. Jiu-Jitsu, Muay Thai, Luta Libre has won last nine of his last ten. Six of those have been by first round TKO. His only loss in that bunch has been to Edwards, Mr. Three Piece in Minnesota. I'm picking Luque with the first round KO. KO TKO.
Wow. All right. So Pam and Proteus going Luque. Well, actually, everyone's going Luque. So everyone's going Luque. Pam, of course, taking first round. Proteus taking second. I'm going third. Paul's casual picks. He doesn't agree with us.
Yep.
Mike Perry, second round KO.
Oh,
so
wow.
Shout out to Paul's casual picks on that one, guys. Let's move up to everyone's favorite. I'm borrowing from Proteus because, you know, we're a team. Spotlight fight of the night. Hit it. Proteus, we go to you.
Yeah.
Spotlight fight of the night.
Why are you going to me?
What is your
You went to me last time. You're first.
I'm going
You're
back
first.
To back.
Come on. Putting me on the spot here on this one. On this garbage card.
Well, let me
all
go
right,
on this
so,
one. All right, let
no,
me go
no,
on this
it's
one.
All
then.
Good. I'll go. No, I got it. No, you can't steal my fight because I know you're going to steal my fight if I let you go first. I'm going to go with No Time versus the bricklayer, Alir Latifi. I think this one, guys, honestly, is put up or shut up for these two guys.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Because Volkan is on the hot seat here. Alir Latifi also getting, coming off a loss in his last fight, getting, you know, fairly handled in his last fight, or shall we say throttled. I think that this is the one you guys need to be looking at. Latifi got beat handily. Oh, sorry, it was a decision. My bad. I thought he got fairly handled in his last fight, but still, I'm going to go ahead and take this fight. I'm gonna take No Time on this one. I think he's going to have the ability to keep Latifi at distance. DJ Tony. I think he's going to be able to get Latifi out of there in the third round by tiring out Latifi's, you know, heavy frame. As Joe Rogan likes to say, it takes a lot of oxygen to power those muscles. Boom, boom.
Hey,
I'm
didn't
no
Latifi
time.
Pull out of his – wasn't he supposed to fight recently and pulled out due to injury?
Steroids?
Was he supposed to fight like a few months ago?
I think we all should have pulled out at one point.
I do. Thank you, DJ.
I was going to say, didn't he call in sick?
Latifi had to, I do believe he had to call in sick in his last fight, yeah.
Okay.
I could be wrong, though, so don't quote me on
no,
that.
I thought,
what did
I
say?
So,
no,
I,
anybody
no,
know
I,
what
I
said thought, there?
I,
no time?
What happened with No Time?
I think I said No Time TKO in the third. Sorry, I'm just trying to write it down. Thanks. Go ahead, Pam.
My spotlight of the fight, spotlight fight of the night is going to be Ciryl Gane and Rafael Pessoa, El Bebizao, Big Baby. I think both of these guys are making their UFC debut. These are some big whoppers.
Who the fuck is that guy?
5-6-4, both undefeated, but I'm going with Rafael Pessoa. With, you know what, I haven't even picked my method of round. I'm going to go with the first round TKO.
So Pam going with Rafael Nunes. We, of course, call
yeah,
him
okay,
Noon.
Thank you.
Who the fuck is that guy?
You know what, guys? I was looking at this card, and I'm looking, of course, at Volkan Ozdemir, all the good fighters, right? Yes,
Tony, before we move on, I apologize. I just need to get the method and round so I can write it down. We have Noon's bye.
First round to you.
Thank you. Sorry, Tony. I didn't get it. My apologies. Go ahead.
No problem. So Pam taking Nunes, Proteus going with, of course, Volkan Ozdemir, rather Queen Latifah, if I'm not mistaken.
No time.
Paul's casual picks. No time for Queen Latifah. He's going with Ozdemir. Paul's casual picks. Spotlight fight is Burns, the good one, the one that was already signed, Gilbert Burns, versus Kunchenko. He's going Kunchenko, TKO in the third. Apparently, Pam, your husband likes the OVs, apparently. What's that noise?
Frederick making dinosaur sound.
Cedric, would you mind not being a raptor right now, please?
I know.
Guys, as
okay,
you know,
sorry.
Listen,
Tony, that was Burns by third round TKO for Paul.
Kunchenko by TKO in the third.
Oh wow. Okay.
I know. Not what I expected, but clearly he likes the OVs. You guys know I only go straight to the top. To the best fighters in the world. Best looking fighters in the world. You're absolutely right. Proteus, my spotlight fighter of the night will be Pollyanna Viana, 27 years young, 10-3. She is a favorite at a -180 at Polly_Viana DF. She will fight the Argentinian beauty, Veronica Macedo. Karate, I think she's Taekwondo, actually. 23 years young. Hasn't lived up yet to her promise. Certainly hasn't been embarrassing at a 5-3-1, a +155 underdog at Vero Macedo MMA.
Yeah.
I'm picking Pollyanna Viana via third round submission, early in the third. Pollyanna Viana submission over the beautiful Veronica Macedo.
I mean, yeah, cue the music, right?
Cue it several times. And Pam?
yep. What?
All it does, like, the OB. But you know what, guys? Let's hit the rewind button. Marco's not here this week because of family time. But we still have his love. Hit it. That's right. We go to the week that was, if we can put the mute button on for Cedric.
Oh,
we
my
go
gosh,
to the
sorry.
Week that was Covington versus Lawler, or maybe heel versus good guy. I don't know what I saw here, but this was odd. Proteus, we go to the beautiful Pam, of course, the first lady of Amp Radio, Pam. Let's hit it to the spotlight. To the main event we went. Hobby Lawler loses via decision to your boy, Colby Chaos Covington.
Yeah, yes, Nerdfest, woo! You know what? It was a different Robbie than I was expecting to see. I don't know if, you know, do you remember when I said last week, I said Robbie has not been the same since his fight with Rory, and Rory has not been the same either. And I posted something on Twitter, and I don't know if y'all saw it, but I had said, Frankie lost at 37. I said, Clay will lose at 37. I said, and Robbie Lawler loses at 37, and all three of them lost.
Ouch.
You know, and yeah, of course you know that I picked Clay, though, because I like Clay, but, you know, even though I had picked him, he did lose. I think Colby, although his punches didn't seem to be very hard, but they just wouldn't stop, and it was just like a swarm of bees. I think it was just, you know, that pressure, you know, that cardio. I mean, you got to give it up. Colby did a really, really, really
great job, and it was, like I said, it wasn't a fight for the casuals because a lot of wrestling was involved in this, and, you know, people wanted, were waiting for Robbie to throw that left, and that left never came.
That's what she said. Proteus, let's go to you. Bam's right. The left never came. I was expecting the left. Never happened.
Yeah, I thought that Marco was the most right with his breakdown last week, and of course, just so everybody knows, Marco is this the champion going into this week. He did win the championship this week with 4 points. The rest of the field got 2 points, so congratulations, everyone else. We sucked. I think, as I was saying, I think that Marco got it right, that, you know, Covington and Lawler had seen each other before. They've been in the practice room before, and probably Covington got the best of Lawler in the wrestling game. We've seen this before, you know. We saw Askren, you know, take big shots from Lawler and just use wrestling against him. So I was glad to see that Lawler was able to, you know, get this one to 5 rounds. But, yeah, it was definitely a wrestling affair, like you said, Pam. And, yeah, I didn't think that it was going to go any other way once the scorecards were going to be announced. I thought Covington definitely won that one by unanimous decision. And of course, Marco, if you're listening to this show, you did not pick unanimous decision, or else you would have gotten an extra point on that one, brother. I don't know, guys. Is Lawler done, or does he just need to go to another big camp and get his fire back? Because I thought he looked really good against, as I said, you know, earlier. I thought he looked good in his last fight, you know, until he lost, as the famous words are said. But I think that Lawler, I think as Marco said last week, maybe Lawler is at the end of his career, DJ Tony. Maybe, you know, the long career of Lawler is starting to catch up to him, and he's just not able to contend with the new guys, the new breed of MMA talent.
Oh, no, I wanted to say something that I was reading a lot of posts and on Twitter, and do you know that a lot of people were actually talking about that he threw that fight, and I thought, man, what, you know, what an insult. Yeah, that's what I thought. How can you say that? It was just, I mean, to me, it was just like disgusting to even think that, you know, it's like, come on, quit being such a poor sport.
Well, these aren't real fans, Pam. I mean, these aren't real fans. They don't know the art of MMA. They don't appreciate how hard this sport is. There are so many people who are, you know, somewhat interested in the sport, you know, mainly Conor McGregor fans, that, you know, want to not pay attention to how difficult this sport is from their couch while they're eating potato chips. Tony?
Yeah, but I just thought, I just thought that was disgusting to even fathom that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
As a McGregor fan that is often in his sofa eating chips while watching MMA, and of course I'm kidding, but I am a McGregor fan, I may take an insult to that if it wasn't true, Proteus. So I might take insult to that if it wasn't true. Of course, we even called Rhonda to say, is that true?
Okay.
Thank you, Rhonda. Listen, here's the thing. I think it's a little bit of both, guys, as not a Covington fan. And it's not the – I love when everyone says what a great person he is. I get it. I haven't seen it. So I haven't met him. I'm certainly not Pam. But I don't like the character he's portraying, you guys. So I think you – and the character or not, I don't like it. So – but you got to give a shout-out to Colby Covington. He did it. Lawler, perhaps you're right, Proteus. He's not the same Hobby Lawler that we remember. I mean, he's been fighting for a long time, right? So there's no he's been fighting for a long time. I'm not going to come up with an excuse. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give props to Colby Covington because he did the gosh darn thing, and he did it. Let's move down in weight, Proteus. We go Clay Guida, Pam's favorite. Who doesn't like Clay Guida? Then again, who doesn't like Jim Miller? Clay Guida, 37 years young. He lost via ugly submission. Shout out to Herb Dean, I guess, to Jim Miller.
Oh, my God.
Proteus, what say you about – the late stoppages, especially this fight, or were they late? To me, they were.
Well, listen, I did see, the footage of the Merchant fight where, you know, you could see from the camera angle that the gentleman was tapping a number of times. So I get where you're coming from here. I get where you're coming from here, DJ Tony. And I can understand how hard we talk about it all the time on this show, how hard the MMA ref, how hard his job is. You know, we had Aaron from Texas on a number of times when he was, getting his certification to be an official for MMA. And you know, he's been doing some jobs in the LFA, I believe. But look, it's an extremely tough job. You can't see all the angles. You can't be, you can't be attached to all the camera angles that everyone in the building and everyone at home is seeing. The ref is seeing what he's seeing. Look, okay, so let's give Herb Dean a break. There were some great stoppages on this card, and maybe they went a little bit too far, but you know what? Because they're blood chokes, I think that unless they go a really, really, really long time, DJ Tony, I think that we don't have to really worry about any kind of damage happening because, again, it's a blood choke. It's not a knockout. It's not going to give you a concussion. And I think that it was a very impressive win here because Miller and Guido went back and forth. You know, they both traded big, heavy shots. They both seemed wobbled at particular times in this fight, and Miller was able to get it done and sink that choke in. And, of course, as I mentioned last week, home state win for Miller. It's good to see him winning. It's good to see him back on track, and I do believe that his fight with Lyme disease did affect his career while he was doing that, and it's good to see him come out the other side whilst he's got it under control. He's 35 years old, I do believe, DJ Tony, and I really do hope that Jim Miller can get some big profile wins because Clay Guida, you know, like I said last week, kind of at the end of his career, so a great win, though. Both guys looked great.
Proteus, Pam, before I throw to you on the late stoppages, mm-hmm. or maybe Proteus obviously doesn't agree to that. And you're absolutely right. I mean, it's in terms of, listen, I'm not a doctor, but I did stay at a Holiday Inn. But here's the thing, you guys.
Oh, wow.
I know what you guys are saying. And not, mind you, most of my experience, actually, let's be honest, all of my experience has been either boxing or kickboxing. But when you're cutting off the circulation, when you're putting someone to sleep, guys, if you hold it for too long, you could cause brain damage because it's basically cutting off the oxygen, right? So something could happen. So let's be fair.
But that
in
was
terms
an arm
that.
In choke. In this particular case, Tony, it was an arm in choke, which takes even more effort to be able to get that done. So, I mean, with the arm in as well, I mean, I didn't stay at a Holiday Inn, nor am I a doctor, but I do believe. I do believe that if the arm is in and you let it go, I mean, it's just, it's his arm cutting off I don't know what the vein is. I apologize. Can't think right now, but I do believe that's a harder choke. Extra points. Again, so for that to Miller, I just think that, you know, let's just lay off the case of the MMA referee.
You might be right. Pam, let's go to you on that. Thoughts on the so-called late stoppages, which I think they were late, but Proteus doesn't?
Well, I mean, I thought they were late stoppages too, but could have, would have, should have, whatever. You know, I was wishing, you know, because I like both of these guys, and I really like Clay Guida a lot, so I was kind of wishing this would have gone all three rounds because, like I said before, it was like a wrestling expo, so I think it would have been really cool to see, you know. And I was wondering, too, if, like this fight, you know, if Clay would have won, would he have retired?
I would hope so.
You know what I mean? Because he just got inducted into the Hall of Fame, so what else do you need to prove, you know? You know, but...
I don't think he would have, Pam. I think these guys are going to fight until... Who was it, Proteus? Do you remember? I think it was guys, correct me if I'm wrong here. I think it was, do you guys remember the first fight between McGregor and Diaz where he was talking to
– Who was?
Frankie Edgar was on the desk along with the Dominator, Dominic Cruz, and Brian Stann, okay. Maybe. I don't recall who the other person was. When Nate Diaz said basically we're institutionalized, I think these guys, like mm-hmm. Jim Miller's, Jim Miller
oh,
might
yeah,
have
okay,
retired,
yeah.
Who knows? But I think these guys only know one thing, Proteus and Pam, and I think
yeah.
all they
yeah.
want to do is fight until they can't fight any longer. And I think it was Chael, guys, that said at the end of the day, we end up only one way, face down, ass up. Unfortunately, I
that's
think
right.
that's how most of them are going to end, you guys. Guys,
yeah.
let's go into the up-down report. In the song that I haven't
sure.
played in a long time, because you know me.
1, 2.
I'm a Rocky fanatic, guys. Let's go to the up, down, report.
The sun don't
Proteus,
shine forever.
You. Who goes up? Who goes down in the week that was
yeah.
UFC on ESPN 5, Covington versus Lawler?
Yeah, and I'm going to apologize for absolutely massacring. As I did earlier on, his name. I'm going to take Merchant. Apologize if I did not get that name pronounced correctly. But I think he gets extra points for me for, you know, coming to the aid of the person who he had just defeated and, you know, helping out the official and, you know, raising up his opponent's legs and trying to get that to get his opponent back to life again because... Man, I think we need more of this. Yeah, I heard some people talking about, you know, just let the officials handle it. No, man, if you can get to the guy who's unconscious as soon as possible and help him, if you're the opponent and you don't need to celebrate and, you know, do all the shit that people are doing right now, this is the kind of stuff I want to see in the sport. So big up to Gerald Merchant. My apologies. He's got a
no, you,
very nice
you got
lion
it right.
tattoo.
Merchant. Yeah,
he's got a very nice lion tattoo on his left pec, DJ Tony. And the down report for me is going to have to be Robbie Lawler, man.
Yeah.
Is even though he gave a good fight, I don't know, dudes. I love Robbie Lawler. And, you know, Hobby, he might be at the end of his career. And I hope Hobby has the intelligence to stop when he needs to. Hobby, go to a better camp, man. Get into a big camp and get it back together, brother. DJ Tony, a throwback to you.
Guys, I got to give it to the fight of the night. Yes, there is cue the music involved in this, but Antonina Shevchenko, who I
Yo,
didn't
there
think
it is.
Had much of a ground game, Antonina Shevchenko submits Lucy Pudilova, actually puts her to sleep. Shout out to Antonina
yeah.
for finally making headway performance of the night to Nasrat Haras, also known as Pam's little cabin. And, of course, Matt Schnell. Pam, we go to you. Up, down, report. Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry. My up, Antonina Shevchenko. My down, Mara Romero Barella. I don't know what happened, guys.
Yeah.
Lauren Murphy defeated Mara Barella. Wow. Didn't see that coming. Pam, we go to you. Up, down, report. Who goes up?
I did.
Who goes
my
down?
Up, down, Nasrat Gastelum
oh,
goes
did.
Up. You get that?
Yeah, I mean, that's
very,
what he should just call himself,
good.
Man. That's what he should just
what?
Do. He looks exactly the same.
Did you see that clip
same.
Of him?
Yeah, I did.
I'll have to
yeah,
find
I
it,
did.
But there's actually a clip of him and Kelvin Gastelum standing next to each other, and they're looking at each other like, oh, wow, we do look alike, but it's really funny.
You
I
mean
think,
the photo that I posted on both the IG
yeah.
and Twitter on our...
exactly.
yeah, it's like it's a little clip, and it's really funny. I'll find it, but, man... You know what was
yeah. just
amazing,
go to AMP.
Amazing,
just go
amazing.
To either AMP on the Twitterverse or go to AMP on the Instagram. We got it.
But for me, as much as I loved all the fights, it was so cool to see GSP out there like a regular guy just carrying
Ooh.
That spit bucket. That was amazing.
Like
Colby, of course. Colby, of course,
all the time
moves
for the
up.
Red Dragon.
Robbie down, Clay down, Nasrat Haksparat goes up.
All right.
You know what? GSP, sorry, we're it's fair to say we're a GSP fan. So, I mean, who are we kidding?
Who's not? Like, he was so dominant. I don't understand.
Yeah, I mean, should we apologize for being GSP fans, guys, or is it just known that we're going to root for GSP?
No, I will never apologize. I love GSP. I love GSP.
He is very good, and I'm impressed by your performance.
Oh, and he's just a funny guy. He is actually really funny. Or maybe
he
it's just like when he tries to be funny, I just dig him. I like him.
All right, guys, as we're getting – go ahead, Pam.
Oh, I just say I like him.
Let's get out of here, guys.
I don't know if that would be on Paul's casual picks.
Well, no, that's Paul.
That
Paul's preview.
That will not be on Paul's casual
picks. What's her name?
Thank you.
Not even.
All right, guys, as we get out of here, let's do this. I'm going to ask you guys a couple things because you know me.
Yeah.
I like having fun. But, guys, let's do this. What is your most favorite 80s TV show? Pam, we go to you. Ladies first.
80s TV show? Oh, you know what? Well, I guess no, that was 90s. I was going to say Bully Beatdown, but that was in the 90s. 80s TV show? Oh, you know what? 21 Jump Street. Was that 90s?
That's 90s.
Oh,
never mind.
Okay, Miami Vice. Miami Vice.
Nice. Darn, you just took mine, but okay. Proteus, we go to you. Favorite 80s TV show that you can think of today?
Yeah, I think it was Silver Spoons. I'm not too sure. That was 80s, right?
Nice.
Or Webster.
That was
either 80s. Or.
No,
Silver
that was
Spoons 80s. Or Webster were, I mean, Webster was fucking awesome. He had those hiding places. But Silver Spoons, he guy had a train running through his house, man.
Ricky Schroeder. That's right. I forgot about that.
Right?
Okay.
So shout out to that. Mine, of course, being Miami Vice. Thank you, Pam. One last thing, guys. As we close the show, Pam, what is the song that you have listened to the most this week that you can think of?
How about the artist? I've been listening to a lot of Maxwell. I like Maxwell.
Very
and
good.
Belly dance
okay.
music,
Maxwell.
But I like Maxwell. I like some Maxwell.
Shout out to Maxwell. Proteus, because you're a music guy.
Yes, sir.
The song that you listened to the most this week that you can think of.
Yeah, you sent this to me earlier on, and I was like, definitely it's Porcelina of the Vast Oceans by the Smashing Pumpkins, of course, again, off Melancholy and Infinite Sadness, but a great tune. Really, really, it starts out slow and then just gets really 90s metal. Well, grunge.
Let's go. We always have time for grunge. And me, guys, it's Robert Miles. The song is called Children. That's the song I've been listening to the most this week.
Yeah.
As we get out of here.
Goodness. What
good
a great
song.
Right? Yeah, man.
Proteus. Actually, Pam, we go to you. Guilty pleasure this week.
You know what? My guilty pleasure is still 90 Day Fiancé. It's the best train wreck ever. Ever, ever, ever. Ever. Y'all need to watch it. Oh, my gosh.
And do you have a Twitter follow or Instagram of the week?
You know, this crazy Instagram I call you, it's called, I think it's called Trashy Queen, and it is just funny, 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 funny stuff. It's called Trashy Queen.
Oof. Proteus, before we go to you, my guilty pleasure, and you know what, Proteus, I hope I'm not stealing it, but I'm going to steal it. Sorry. Guys, I can't get enough of Stranger Things. Sorry, and I haven't finished it, Proteus. Don't ruin it for Marco and I. It's just a good show, guys. It's done well. My Twitter follow, actually, IG of the week. You know what, Proteus? I was going to steal yours, but I'm not going to do it. I'm going with Veronica Macedo, at Vero Macedo, MMA. Proteus, close the show.
Yes, sir. All right, so follow Pam at Pandora Box. Follow Tony at I'm DJ Tony. Follow me at I'm Proteus. At Proteus, Proados. Maldo Marco is off this week because he's taking care of his family business. My guilty pleasure of the week is definitely going to be the Bon Appetit YouTube channel. Go follow them. It's a lot of cooking, but you know what? There's a bunch of different people, and they all do different things. It's very, very interesting. I do appreciate it. So, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in. And just like that, DJ Tony.
Bye-bye.
That's right. I flipped it back on you.
Hey, I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
There's a drive-by fruiting.
Flawless victory.